Yamandaf, Kuf Beis. Let us just again go over the Gemara we learned yesterday. Perhaps we'll try to clarify it a little better. Tana Rabbanu and Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, the bottom line. Hanaisin Mois Lishluchai, a person gave money to a Shliach, Likach Lechitim, to purchase chitim, and Rashi says, lemachzis schar. Now, this is an iske. Let us just explain how this works. An iske is, let us say, he's giving $100. And $100, so pshat is, half is a milve, and half is a pikod. So, $50 is a milve, let's say the Bala Mois is Reuven, the Mekabala Mois is Shimon. So the Bala Mois is giving $50 for a halva to Shimon. So Shimon has to return these $50. He borrowed $50. Now, if Shimon will invest these $50, so it's understandable the profits go to Shimon. This is Shimon's money, and the profits will belong to Shimon. Then he gives him another $50. The second $50 is a pekodin. I'm not lending this to you. This is my money. I'm giving to you a pekodin. I would like you to invest these $50. That's a, you're investing your $50. You should invest my $50. And the cheshbon is that, so if his $50 profit comes out from his $50, so it belongs to the Bala Pekot, it belongs to Reuven, because this is his money. So the profit is coming from his money. If there's a loss, so Reuven has to, the losers from it, it was his money that was invested and the loss came out. So it's machzis chara, machzis hefsid. That means whatever will happen with his half of the money, so he's achroi, the Bala Mois is achroi if there'll be a hefsid, he'll lose. They invested his money and there was a loss, he'll lose. There's a revach, he'll gain. There's no lochere ribis tikishayla over here. He's getting money, he's getting profit from his own money, from his own money that was invested. There is a shaila, there is a shtikol ribis tikke shaila, that Reuven is giving this money to Shimon to invest, so Shimon is doing services for Reuven on Shimon's money. I'm taking your money, and I'm investing it. Now, that's a service, so how are you entitled to get a service from Shimon? This is a ribis tikke shaila, so he pays him something. He pays him, Reuven, when he gives Shimon these $100, he gives him another $5 for his services, for investing the money. So then it's a kosher azach. So the $5 is for Shimon's services that he's investing his money. And now the results of this investment will be split up, because half of this investment was Reuven's money, half of this investment was Shimon's money, so they'll divide the profits and suffer the losses equally. So it was, he gave money lemachzischar, and there was, the agreement was to purchase chitim. So bekitzah, this shliach did not follow the upmach, the agreement that they had between themselves. Tanya Choda. One baraisa we learned in Pichsai, that if there was a loss from this investment, he has the complete loss. V'maisiroi, eisiroloi. So that means he has a complete loss. That means so he has to give back if it was a $50 movement, $50 per cotton, there was a loss, he has to give back $100. And if there was a revach of $50, he keeps the whole revach, He doesn't give anything to the Baal HaMois, but he pays him back his $100, and he keeps the Rebbe. The Tanicha, that we learned another Baraisa, in Pirsay Pirsaylai, if there was a loss, that's true, he has to give him back the $100. V'mayisira yisira lemtza. But if there was a Rebach, then the agreement is still in existence, and they split up the Rebach. V'mayisira yisira lemtza. So we have here a stira in two Baraisas. And the stira is, and one Baraisa says, the Rebach belongs to the Shliach since he was Mishana Midas Balabayis. And the other Baraisa says, he doesn't, being Mishana Midas Balabayis, he doesn't gain the whole Rebach. They split the Rebach. So we have a stira in two Baraisas. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Loikash. So Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not shver. Hora meya b'hora b'yehuda. Hora meya da'omar shini kaine, b'hora b'yehuda da'omar shini eini kaine. So we mentioned yesterday that the pashtus of the Gemara that compares this case to the machlokes Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda, shini kaine, shini loikani, is very difficult, because the machlokes Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda was a different case completely. There the machlokes was that someone gave a tzabe tzemer, the tzabe odaim, the tzabe shachim. So that Meir holds that since he did not follow instructions, he's maver al das balabais, he's a gazla. That means he stole the tzemer by dying it shachim. So, and he was mishana the tzemer before it was raw tzemer, now it's dyed tzemer. So the mayor holds that the tzemer belongs to the tzabe, and he has to pay the bala tzemer how much the tzemer was worth. Rabbi Yehuda holds he's not a gazlan. So, mavir adas bala bayis is not considered a gazlan. I did it for you. I didn't follow instructions, but I did it for you. So he's not a gazlan. So if he's not a gazlan, so the tzemer belongs to the bala tzemer. I didn't steal the tzemer from you. You asked me to dye it, I dyed it, but I did not dye it properly. So memele is yodi ala tachtayne. So if the shvach is yesal atziye, gives him the atziye. Atziye is yesal shvach, he gives him the shvach. But there we have a concept of koni b'shine, like koni b'shine. Here, there's nothing to be kind over here. The money, there's no shini in the money. He gave him money. And that money belongs to the Baal HaMois. He gave him, well, let's talk about the Chelek HaPikodon, which that's what's Negeos. There was no shini in the money. He was Maver Adas Baal HaBayis. So what is Pshat Shini Koni? He's kind of Bishinui. And that is why he's kind of bishinui. So that's why the Rebbe belongs to him. What was he kind of? He was kind of the money. He wasn't kind of the money. The money still belongs to the Baal HaMois. So we said, the Pnei Yeshua and others, the Minchas Yehuda, we said that Pshat in the Gemara is as follows, that the Yisoid HaMachloikis, according to that's how Rabbi Yochanan learned, the Yisoid HaMachloikis is that is Maver Adas Balabayis a Gazlin, or isn't he a Gazlin? That's the Yisoid HaMachloikis. There it's Negeya Kinyan Shina. Here it's Negeya, when he took the money and he gave it to the Bala Soirim, and he went to purchase Soirim, says Mavra Das Balabayis. The Balabos told him to purchase Chitim. So according to Rameya, he gets a din gazlan on the money. The money belongs to the Baal HaMois. That's true. But he has a din gazlan on the money. This chayev ba'onsin. He's chayev ba'onsen on the money. And according to Rabbi Yehuda says that Amar Adas Palabais is not a gazlan. He's not a gazlan. So Memele, so he's not a gazlan on the money. So there's no chayev onsen on the money. And perhaps let's just try to say, let's see how this will work with the sugya. There's a nesivis in Simen Kufpe Gimel Sifkot and Dalit that says, there's a machlekes in the Ramah, but the nesivis says as follows. If a person becomes a gazlan on the mois, so the Baal HaChitim is makne the money to the Baal HaMois, and the gazlan is considered the Baal HaMois since he's chayiv ba'onsen. The gazlan is considered the Baal HaMois because zichet the mois in Yisoid belong to the true Baal HaMois, but since he's chayiv ba'onsen HaMois, he became a gazlan on the mois, so he's considered the Baal HaMois, and the Baal HaSoirim is makne the Soirim to the Baal HaMois. So therefore, now let's understand what we just said. So now we'll understand l'chayre very good what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rameya, that when he took the money and he was maver al das Baal HaBayis, so he became a gazlan on the mois. If the money gets lost, he's chay bonson. He's a choy on the mois. He's a gazlan on the mois. So memele, we consider him a bala mois. So memele, if he's the bala mois, so when the bal hasoirim is matter the soirim to him, you're the bala mois. I don't have to know all cheshbonish, you're the bala mois. I matter the soirim to you. If he's matter the soirim to this gazlan, so the seirim, the seirim belongs to the gazlan. Now, if there's a revach, so he gets the revach. He gets the complete revach. This is, he was maknad, afil on the chelik apekodin, he was maknad the seirim to me. So memele, so if there's a revach, I'll get the revach. If there's a hefsid, I'll get the hefsid. That is if I am the Baal HaMois, and I'm considered the Baal HaMois if I have chayv ba'onsen. Then it's considered like it's my money. I'm responsible for this money. If I get lost, I'll have to pay for it. I'm considered the Baal HaMois. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not a gazlan. I didn't listen to you. I'm about that, but I'm not a gazlan. So if I'm not a gazlan, so the money belongs to the real Baal HaMois. So he was makne, Baal HaSeirim was makne the Seirim to the real Baal HaMois. So Memele, so therefore he'll get half of the profits. The other half of the money is a milveh, so that belongs to me. So that what it says in the Baraisa, they divide the profit, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since the shliach was mishana midas Baal HaBayis is not a gazlan, so he's not considered the Baal HaMois, so the palge pekodin, the Baal HaSeirim was makne to the true Baal HaMois, so he was koine half of the seirim. And the palge milveh, so the leiva was koine half of the seirim. Therefore, if there's a profit, they divide the profit, because the half of the seirim belongs to the Baal HaMois, and half of the seirim belongs to the shliach, of leiva. But according to Rameya, since he's a gazlan on the mois, on the chelik apikodin, so memele, he's considered the Baal HaMois, so the seirim belongs to him. The seirim belongs to him. He was makne, the Baal HaSeirim was makne to the Baal HaMois. He's makne to the Baal HaMois. He's makne to the Baal HaMois. So the whole seirim belongs to you, so therefore the whole profit is yours and the whole hefsid is yours. That was Rabbi Yochanan Shtik Teira, which is gewaltig. So that's what's again the lashon ma'am Rabbi Yochanan leikash or Rameya or Rabbi Yud. Or Rameya the Omar shini kaine. So Rameya who says shini kaine he holds that maver al das Baal HaBayis is a gazlan. So Memele, so this person who was maver Das Balabayis also gets a din gazl. So therefore, the whole Soirim is considered the Balamois, and the whole Soirim belongs to him. So therefore, he gets the complete profit and the complete hefsek. For Rabbi Yehuda da Mashini, ain't kind. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a maver al das Balabayis is not a gazl. So if it's not a gazlan, who is the Balamois? The true Balamois is the Balamois. So he was koine half of the Soirim. So Mamela was koine half of the Soirim. So therefore half of the prophet belongs to him. And half of the prophet belongs to the Shliach because the other half of the money was a milva. Let us see Rashi. Ho Rameya, Kamaise Rameya do Amar Shini koine. So therefore the complete prophet and complete hefsed belongs to the Mishane. As Raisa Rabbi Yehuda, the Omri Shini Eine Koine, he's not a gazlan. So Mamela, therefore, so half of the Soirim belongs to the Chubalamois. Miyu in Pirsoi, Pirsoi Loi. The second Baraisa says if there's a hefsed, so Mamela, he suffers from the hefsed. The lav la'av say shadrei, because there's another taina. That means I'm not mechuyev to suffer the hefsed because I didn't make you a shliach for this. So memele, so I'm not mechuyev to suffer the hefsed. So memele, if there's a hefsed, you weren't sent to do this, and therefore I'm not mechuyev to suffer the hefsed that came about through your investment. Because I told you to invest in chite. That was Rabbi Yochanan Shtikteich. Maskif lo Rabbeloza, mimai. Rabbeloza said, how do you know to say that the machloikis, that these two baraises are choylik zeim ze, and one is going according to Rameya, one is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dume, maybe both baraises are going according to Rameya. At kan leikoma Rameya b'midi dechosi leile gufei. Rameya, that said, that maver adas balabayis is called a gazlan. That is dafke, if I gave a tzaba tzema, I'm going to wear the tzema. So memele, if I told him red, I mean red. And if he makes it black, so he's a gazlan on my tzema, I won't wear black tzema. So memele, so there he's makbid, and there Rameya holds maver adas balabayis is a gazlan. That's 100% true. But here we're speaking about he gave him money for investing purposes. He gave him money to make money. So what does Rabbi Lezer mean to say? Here, we have to read between the lines. When he gave him his $50 for a pekodin to invest, he told him, let's read the big letters, and then between the lines what he said. He said, I'm giving this to you, you should make profit for me. I would like you should invest it in chitim. But the chitim, that's not the ikir is the profit. And the chitim is a suggestion how to make profit. And now if he invested it in Soirim and he made profit, he'll give him that's the code. You're a gazlan. I will mock with what you did. I'm very satisfied with what you did. So Memelis Rabbi Lezer is tining, you're comparing Rab Meir of Tzemel to an investment? By Tzema Taker, Rameya holds that when this person gave him Tzema, when he told him what color to dye it, he meant it. And if you're taking my wool and dyeing it in an opposite color, different color, you're a gazlan. You're taking my wool and dyeing it, I'll never wear black, you're a gazlan on my Tzema. So Mamela, so there Rameya says, Taki's a gazlan. But when it comes to giving money with investing, the criteria is profit. That what he told him, chitim, is a suggestion. But it's not called that, but if he invested in Soirim, and there was profit, he's not a gazlan. The Balamois is very happy with what the Shliach had done. So Mimele, so Maskivla Rabbeloza, Mimai, how do you, why do you have to say that there's a machlokes in the Baraisas? According to Rabbi Meir, the complete prophet will belong to the Shliach because he's a Gazlan. Vilmaat kalakom Rameya midi legufe. Rameya only said, Mava, that's what Baraisas is a Gazlan. If I gave you something to make it, to dye a beget for me, to dye tema for me, and I'm going to wear it. So there, if you do not follow instructions, you have it in Gazlan. Avol eschoyra lo yomam. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi legufe tema lilboish. V'safso lishtamish. I gave you wood, you should make a safso. You go and you make a chair. So I don't need a chair, I need a safso. As long as there's profit, he's happy. So if there was profit, it's not called, oh, he's a gazlan, he took your money, and then he stole your money. He didn't steal my money. You're a very good shliach. You're smarter than me. I'll kapon him. So there's no gzeil over here. He's still considered the Baal HaMois. And then fakir, so I get half of the profit. The half of the bekodin is my profit. Fine. El Omar Rabbeloza, Ova Rameya. So Rabbeloza said, no, both of them are Rameya. V'loi kashe, kan lachile, kan l'schoire. Both prices are going according to Rameya. If he gave him money to purchase chitim for eating purposes, so there's makbid. I don't like chitim. I like chitim. I told you his intent was that you should buy chitim for eating purposes, and you went and you bought chitim. Here you're a gazlan taker. You took my money and you bought something which I didn't want you to buy. You're a gazlan. Now all of a sudden, the Seirim Gazda became worth a lot of money. I mean, that's irrelevant. By purchasing Seirim, you're a Gazlan. So, Mamela, you're the Baal HaMois. So, Lemaisa. So, there the Rebbech belongs to you. But by Seirim, the Revach is Bemtza. Lekashe, kam lachile, kam l'schayla. Fine. Mochku alo b'marove. So b'marove, I think the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, wherever it says mochku alo b'marove, this was Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. It's not Rabbi Yosi. Chanina left at the Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. Rabbi Yochanan alibed Rabbi Yehuda v'chi mi oidioi lebal chitim sheyakne chitim lebal mois. Now let us explain what Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina's kasha was. Rabbi Yochanan had said that According to Rabbi Yehuda, when this shliach gave money, he's not a gazlan on the money. He's not the Baal HaMois. According to him, he's not the Baal HaMois. So therefore, when he purchased Seirim, the Seirim belongs to the real Baal HaMois. And according to, that's what Yechanan said. According to Rameya, he's considered the Baal HaMois because he's a gazlan. So he's not the according to Rabbi Yehuda, since he's not a gazlan, he's makter to the real Baal HaMois, and since he's makter to the real Baal HaMois, so the real Baal HaMois was kind of half of the Seirim, and therefore he gets half of the profit. So Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina asked, "V'chi mi hoidioi lebal chitin?" Who told the Baal Chitim, that means if he told them by Serum li bot Chitim, Sheyakne Chitim le Baal Mois. Who told them to be Makne to the Baal Mois? That means, now let us explain. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina held like this. This is a psaza, very philosophical statement that Rabbi Yehuda says. When a person has Chitim, someone gives him money. He wants to purchase chitim. He gives him $100 for chitim. The moicher thinks, no, I'm going to be maknet to who this money belongs. He knows a maise that is a balamois. He doesn't know anything. If someone's giving him money to the person who gave him money, he'll be maknet. He's maknet to the person who gave him money. He doesn't know cheshbonis that is a balamois. I'm maknet to the balamois. So memele. So he asked, and Rabbi Yochanan, you said something very magna. He said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Baal HaMois will get half of the profit, because since the Shlich is not a Gazlan, so he's the Baal HaMois, the Meicher was makna the Seirim to him. He's makna the Seirim to him. If it's profit, he gets half a profit. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, a little bit to Rabbi Yehuda. The Bnei Marove, Mochiku, Halove Marove, they held you 100% wrong. The Moichel does not at all make cheshbonis that is makne the schoire to the who this money belongs to. He doesn't know that there's a dreidel and then this money belongs to someone else. He's makne to the one who gives him the money. The one who gives him the money, he's makne, he doesn't know cheshbonis. So memela afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda, the prophet should be, afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda, the prophet should belong to the shliach. He was maknet to him, not to the Baal HaMois. That was the mochka lo b'marov. Mochka lo b'marov l'Rabbi Yochanan alibet Rabbi Yehuda. V'chimi oidiyai lebal chitim, sheyakne chitim lebal mois. So therefore, he says you're 100% wrong. You're 100% wrong, and it can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. It can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the prophet would also belong to the shliach, not to the Baal HaMois. So, the Bnei Marove hold that the hakno of the Baal HaChitim is to the one who's giving the money, not to the Bailam of the money. Maskif lo Rav Shmuel Bar Suschoti. Rav Shmuel Bar Suschoti said, so you're saying a Yisod. You're saying a Yisod that the Baal HaChitim is only always makta to the shliach. He's not makta to the Baal HaMois. He hochi afilu chitim v'chitim namiloi. So why, when he told him to purchase chitim, and he purchased chitim, why does these chitim belong to the Baal HaMois? Why does it belong to the Baal HaMois? It should belong to the shliach. You're telling me he's only makta to the shliach. He's not makta, he doesn't know anything about Baal HaMois. He's makta to the shliach. So by chitim, the prophet should also go to the shliach. And so al kochach, you have to say, you're wrong. He's makta to the Baal HaMois. Not the way you, the Bnei Marov, Elohim Pshat, that he's makta to the noisen HaMois. We'd be makta to the noisen HaMois, so by chitim, also the prophet should belong to the noisen HaMois. And if in the Baraisa it seems clearly that by chitim v'chitim, the zichin Oshayla, the Oshayla is if he was Mishane, who gets the prophet. But if he wasn't Mishane, the Baal HaMois will zichin get the prophet of the chitim. I is, according to you, he's makta to the shliach. So al kochach, you have to say you're wrong. You take a makna to the Baal HaMois. If you're makna to the Baal HaMois, so my male is your kash is in shvet. Maskiv lo Rav Shmuel Bar Suschoti, ihochi afilochitim v'chitim namilot. Omar Rabbi Yabo, shani chitim v'chitim. So Rabbi Bo fe'emfert the Bnei Marove, shani chitim v'chitim, the shlichusei ka'ovet, by chitim v'chitim, he's doing the shliches of the Baal HaMois. Chi Baal HaBayis domi. So he's there, it's his equivalent to the Baal HaBayis. So what did Rabbi Yabou say? Rabbi Yabou said, Rav Shmuel, your kash isn't shver. You want to prove that you marked it to the Balamoy, so else by chitim v'chitim. Why is the Balamoy going to the chitim? I wish to disagree with you. He's maknem to the shliach, like the name Arovel. He's marked it to the shliach. But by chitim v'chitim, since he's doing the shliches, he's doing the shliches. He told them to purchase the versus chitim. So there's a din that the shliach is b'mokim the balamois. I'm buying it for you, and I'm doing whatever you told me to do. So when he's makne to the shliach, this aknoah helps for the bailim, because the shliach is a shliach of the bailim. So it's like the bailim is standing there. You're right. He's only makne to the person who's giving him the money. He doesn't make cheshbonus of the balamois. That's what the b'nei marabo. But if he's being mala his shliches, so memele, so he's equivalent to the balabos. So memele, the haknot to him will automatically make that it belongs to the balabos. It's kilo the balabos is standing here. He's b'mokim the balabos. But in the case of when he was mishanim, so he's not a shliach. He's not doing the shliches. Good, Rabbi Yehuda holds he's not a gazel. But he's not a shliach. He's not a shliach. So there the Bnei Marove asked and Rabbi Yochanan, if he's not a shliach, how is the balabos koine? He was makta to him. He's makta to the person who's standing in front of him. He's makta to the person who gives him the money. So how is the balabos koine? He's not a shliach. So you're saying a shtik teire, he was makta to the balamois. Please, who told this seicha that there's a balamois? There's no such thing. So Bekitza, we have now a machlokes between the Bnei Marove and Rav Shmuel. The Bnei Marove held that the haknah of the balachitim is to the one who's giving him the money. He doesn't know cheshbonus, doesn't matter who the money belongs to. He doesn't go into these inyanim. No one told him, he doesn't know. He's makna to the one who gives him the money. So therefore, if he's mekayim mishliches, so this person who's giving him the money is equal to like the balabos is here. It's ki'ilu, yodek ki'ad balabos. So like the balabos is here. So I makna to you and you're bemakim the balabos. So the balabos was kaina. So there's a haknot to the balabos. That's it was mekayim mishliches. But if he's not mekayim the shliches, the balabos told him to purchase chitim and he purchased seirim, so he's not a shliach. I'm sorry, he's not a gazlan, but he's not a shliach. So memele and the balabos and the bal seirim is makted to him. So he's makted to him. So how is the balabos kaine? How is the balabos kaine? The braises, according to Rabbi, he said the balabos gets half of the profit. Balabos was kind of the seichem. He wasn't back to the seichem to the balabos. He was back to the seichem to the person who's giving him the money. So memele, so the profit, I feel according to Rabbi, that the profit should belong to the one who gave him the money. That was the name of his kasha, and this is what Rabbi Yabou holds also. Rav Shmuel disagrees. Rav Shmuel holds that there's a double machlokes. Rav Shmuel says, number one, you're wrong. He's not makna to the shliach. He's makna to the balamois. That's what he's makna to. Whoever the balamois is. And number two, if he'd be makna to the shliach, so the balabos would never be kinder. I wish to disagree with you. You're telling me a whole shtick to you is makna to the shliach, but since the shliach is the shliach of the balabos, be makna to him, it's called like the balabos is kinder. I wish to disagree with you. So Mela, this is the machloikis between Rav Shmuel and Rav Abba the Bnei Marov. Let us go further. Teda. So now Rabbi Boy says, I'm going to bring a raya to you. We have a machloikis when someone is selling something, who is he selling it to? he's unaware of the transaction, how, who's a shliach, who's, someone gives him money, so we have yamachleikis. Is he makne to the shliach? Is he makne to the balamois? That's a machleikis. The boss says he's makne to the shliach, and Rav Shmuel said he's makne to the balamois. That is the machleikis. So he says, teita, bring your eye. This nan, we learned a mishnah. Echot a magdish nechosa. There was a maise. Someone was makdish nechosa. What happened? He was makdish all his nechosa. All his nechosa is makdish. He's giving it to hegdish. Behechot a marich esatzmoy. Or another case, a person said, elki olai. That means whatever it is, different ages, there's different arochim, how much a person is worth, goes to hegdish. So he said, whatever my value is, should go to hegdish. So we'll talk about Hegdish first, and then we'll talk about Erchen. Let's talk about Hegdish. He was Magdish Kol Nichsai. Ein loy b'chsus ishtoi. So now, he's Magdish Olaz Nachosim. Now, let us just make the scenario what we're speaking about over here. This person will say, yesterday, he bought a pair of shoes for his wife. He didn't give it to her yet. They bought a pair of shoes for his wife. This was yesterday. Today, all of a sudden, he had a psazai, he wants to be magdish all his nechosim. He said that. He's magdish all his nechosim. Now, we're going to declare a shaila about these shoes. Who do these shoes belong to? He didn't give it to his wife yet. He bought a pair of shoes, gave his own money for the shoes. He bought it for his wife, but who do the shoes belong to? So now, so it says, Ein loy biksus ishtoi, the beggar that he bought for his wife, v'loy biksus bonov, that what he bought for his children, loy betzabetz tzova lishmon, or he gave wool to dye for them, v'loy besandalim chadoshim, not the new shoes, shalokal lishmon, nothing belongs to him. All these things which were, he gave money, does not belong to him, it belongs to them. It belongs to them. Some of them is Matish Olz Nachosim, Baruch Hashem. These shoes doesn't go into his Hegdish. This belongs to his wife. Now, when he came, let's talk about the shoes. When he gave money to this shoe store to buy shoes, he didn't tell him the whole story. He gave money, and he said, I want to buy a pair of shoes. Fine. Machshavi thought he wants to buy for his wife. Now, who was the shoe store, makne the shoes? This person gave him money. Was he makne? So we have now machlekes between Rav Abo and Rav Shmuel. Is the seicher that selling seicher, is he makna to the one who gives him the money? And since he's a shliach of Yener, so it's Yener is koine, or is he makna to the balamoy? That was the whole machloikus of it. Who is the akna to? So now, if you'll say that the akna is to the balamoy, the akna is to the balamoy, the Baal HaMoyz is the husband. So the Baal, she wasn't kinder the shoes. The next day he had an Israelis, Kol Nichsai Ye Hegdish. Nichsai, I got news for you. These shoes belong to you also. He didn't give it to her yet. She didn't make a Kenyan. So then the shoes should also be Hegdish. But what does it say? It says in the Mishnah not like that. It says in the Mishnah, the shoes aren't Hegdish. Now, why aren't the shoes Hegdish? He gave, it's his money. Why aren't the shoes Hegdish? So the teretz is that when you buy a pair of shoes, the shoe store is not makne to the Bali. You gave me money, I makne to you. I don't care whose money it is, I makne to you. And if you're a shliach of someone else, or let's say, al-zochel l'adam shloi b'fon of you're a shliach, so memele, so I makne to you, and you, and you're buying it for her, or for your children, so they were kind. So you see clearly that the haknah is to the shliach, and the mishalach, or he al tochalot mishloi befonov, the mishalach is zeiche through the haknah of the shliach. That was the kash. Now let us see in the meaning of the mo. Vamayle mo'ochi, mi haidiyah letzabe sheyakne tzivoy leishe. Who told him to be makta to the isha? He doesn't know anything about the isha. It's not her money. She's not there. Ela la mishum damrin in the shlichusei ka'ovit. He's buying it for the isha. Uchi yad ishtay domi. So he's like the yad of his isha. He's buying it for her. He didn't have any shmuz at all with the shoe store, but that's irrelevant. This was the svore of the Bnei Marove. You're makna to the one who gives you the money. And if he's a shliach of someone else, so automatically that someone else is kaina without any to do. Riyad balapai is dummy. Zemela hebarai. Onarababe. Sarababe said, no. You're learning wrong pshat and the whole thing. No, really, I'll not tell you. The shoes belong to him. He's makna to the balamois. And he's the balamois. The shoes belong to him. The next day, when he said, Kol Nichsai should become Hegdish, so you have to read between the lines. Does he mean to be Magdish's wife's shoes? He doesn't mean to be Magdish's wife's shoes. So Memele, so Zokta Chazainish, so even though he didn't say anything, but it's an ansadi. I mean, he wants to be frum. His wife should suffer, should go shoeless because he wants to be frum. So even though these shoes are his, and if you'll go take a lawyer, call Nichsai, I mean, these shoes belong to you. But it's an ansadi, even though he didn't say anything, that he didn't want to be Magdish's wife's shoes. So memele, so therefore the shoes aren't Kaddish, but really, you're wrong. That means she can't be kaina because he's her shliach. There's no such thing. Back to him, he's the balamois. It's his shoes, but it's not hegdish because he had kavana. When he said kol nichsai, it meant besides her shoes, even though he didn't speak it out. Maskiv lo Rab Zeira. So Rab Zeira asked Akasha. Yeah, that's Pshat you want to say? Oh, so you say it's not vom shebelayif. So therefore, when he said kol nichsai, we have to figure out, does he really mean kol? You have to take it with a grain of salt. He doesn't mean that kol nichsai, because his wife will be shulet. So it means kol nichsai besides my wife's shoes, the kid's shoes, fine. Even though it doesn't belong, he never gave it to them yet, it still belongs to him, but he means that these nachosim don't want to be married. Let me ask you a kasha. This person said, Kol Nichsai. What's with his tefillin? Does his tefillin become hegdish, yes or no? Now, according to you, Kol Nichsai, whatever he says with a grain of salt. Now, if he said, Kol Nichsai, so what'll be with the tefillin? Well, he didn't mean makdish the tefillin, it'll be tefillinless, so he doesn't mean that. But you're wrong. The tefillin also became hegdish. Usnan a magdish nechosav malin loy tefillin. You know what happens? A person is magdish is nechosim, so the gizba comes when he comes with his truck to take all the things. He finds tefillin. This goes to hegdish also. So then this person says, what's going to be? I have to put on tefillin to tomorrow. Fine, no problem. So we go and we are shown how much of these tefillin worth, $500, fine. Now you go borrow $500 and you'll be paid the tefillin, you'll get back your tefillin. But the hegdish was chal. The hegdish was chal on the tefillin. You said kol nichsai, don't tell me blah blah blah, I didn't mean the tefillin. You said kol nichsai, the tefillin are hegdish. So memele, and now you have a big problem in your tefillin, so go borrow $500 and you'll be paid to your tefillin. You have tefillin tomorrow. So what do we see from this Mishnah? We see from this Mishnah, even though we have nice svaralach, Mestami didn't mean this, he didn't mean this. Beautiful, but Tvorim Shebalev. He didn't say anything. He said, Kol Nichsai. Kol Nichsai means Kol Nichsai. Some Emele, everything has to become Hegdish. And I show you by the Tvillin. He didn't mean the Tvillin either, and the Tvillin also become Hegdish. So let's go back now. So now, and it says that the shoes don't become Hegdish. Oh! Because the shoes are not his, the shoes are his wife's. How the shoes the wife's? Because since when he gave money for the shoes, he wanted to purchase it for the wife, and he's kilu is a shliach of the wife. So the storekeeper is makneh to him, and if he's bemakim his wife, so the wife was kind of the shoes. So again, so we have a raya too. To the name, so we have a raya to the name Arov. So now Abaye told him, and Abaye is going back with the old Ichi. Abaye is going back with the old Ichi that no, could be Lamaise, it belongs to him, and there's no din shlichas. He's the Balamois, he gave the money, it belongs to him. There's no din shlichas. Why can't the Gizbo take the shoes? Because he had kavone. Not to be magdish the shoes. Doesn't want to be magdish the shoes. Yes, Nyakasha, if you go with this kavon, it's not called Dvorim Shebelev. It's not called Dvorim Shebelev. So why is the tefillin magdish? Because he wanted it. There's no answer. He doesn't want to be magdish the tefillin. You don't understand. He had a burst of hisayris. He wants to be magdish everything. Whatever he has, he wants to be magdish. So Memela, the tefillin, he wants to be magdish the tefillin. Mama, she wants to be magdish everything to magdish. The wife's shoes, if she won't have shoes, there's a shalom bias problem over here. This is Yisoyre Sahin, Yisoyre Saher, but Godel HaShalom, they'll be Eve. If she'll end up without the shoes, so they'll be Eve. So Mamela, so I'll tell you, my teretz is a good teretz. When he said, Kol Nichsai, Hizicha didn't mean the shoes. The Zanan Sadi didn't mean the shoes, because it's not worth but it's not worth hisayris in order that there'll be friction in the bias. So b'meila, the shoes hizicha didn't mean. Hizicha didn't mean shoes. So itake belongs to him. He's the balamois, and it belongs to him. But it's not hegdish because he meant chutz from the shoes because he anan sadi. The tefillin. There's no Anan Sadi that he doesn't want to be Magdish the Tvillin. And he wanted to be Magdish the Tvillin. Baitai shall Adam al Tvillin. Ha Magdish nechosav sova mitzvah kovid. I'm doing a moiradike mitzvah. I'm giving away all my nechosim to Hegdish. I'll give my Tvillin also to Hegdish. What's going to be tomorrow? The Mishnah says, I'll borrow money and I'll be paid to the Tvillin. But I gave everything away to the Rebbeinu Shlom to Hegdish. But everything besides the shalom bayis that I won't give because the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want that there should be friction in the house. Because of sinne, because there will be sinne, that he doesn't want to be makdish. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, mi haidiyoi, L'moicha achitim, now this was the kasha of the Bnei Marobe, mi haidiyoi l'moicha achitim shalatzeirech bal ha-moichain. Who told the moicha achitim, this was the svar of the Bnei Marobe, he holds you're only makne to the one who gives you the money, you're not makne to the bal ha-moich. And that's what they left. Mi haidiyoi l'moicha achitim shalatzeirech bal ha-moichain sheyakne loy, diktoni ha-isiroi le'emtza. Who told him that? Mishloim l'rabbelozer libedarameyam. According to Rabbelozer libedarameyam, he only chapped with Rabbi Yochanan. Mochel ibn Erova chapped with Rabbi Yochanan. Mishloim l'rabbelozer libedarameyam. Bacholdo nicheloim. Now when it comes to schoire, he's not called Mishane. Lab Mishane. Ushlichus ei dabalabayis kovet. That means again. The Bnei Marove held your makta to the one that gives you the money. And if he's a shliach, so automatically the mishalach is koine. So that's what the Bnei Marove held. So be shloimele abelozali b'derameya dama b'chol do nechele la meshanu. So by schoire he said chitim I bought schoire manar meshan. Ushlichusi the balabais kovet. I'm a shliach. V'koni bal mois machzis aschar. So it's very good. He's koine machzis aschar because he was koine. He was koine half of the chitim. Since he was makta to the shliach, and this person is a shliach. El Rabbi Yochanan Adama Mishanu. Rabbi Yochanan said he's not a shliach. Rabbi Yochanan did not differentiate that schoire is different. Rabbi Yochanan said, according to Ramei, every mavrodas balabais is a gazl. Rabbi Yehuda holds he's a mavrodas balabais, but he's not a gazl. But he's not a shliach. He's not doing what he was told to do. El av yechendam a mishanu lehav a shliches miu shinu leikoni. It's not called that he was that he's not a gazlan kasha. The miman kaboy lemikne. How was he? The miman. How was this bal amoyis koine the chitim? Oleikananu bal amoyis moylem. Why does he get half of the profit? He never was koine. And so the Gemara, now the Gemara brings Arayim that Akno is taken to the Noisen Amois, not to the Bal Amois. Ainu legizbo eloi biksus ishtoi lamashtoi bishvil ha'erech. V'chein legabi hegdush abu b'chol nechosim nechosav li kodesh. Lishmon di ishtoi yobona. V'chadoshim revus anokat. The revus anokat, as the Ruah says, loi mi boi ksusom ha'yishonim שכבר נוסנום להם, ובוי ליודם, לא מוציא להגדיש. That's bullshit. That what he gave already to them, זכי יקם בי מגדיש. So that's there, ומוציא גזבול משקלין, אפילו חדושים, שדיים לא בוי ליודם. They never got it. או שלא כחון לשמום, תנעסק מי שיקנו להם בוי ליודם, just like they were kind of already. So ממילא, that's what Rashi means, רבוס הנוקת, חדושים, מעלו לי תפילן, you shots up the tefillin, the love of Hamois, now he borrows money, the yitem b'shvilon lehegdish, malin, shomit, amalei abayi, in, vadei daite shalodam al tefillin, lagdishon, the sova hainami, mitzvah kovid, I'm doing a mitzvah, the yehivna lehegdish, I'm giving my tefillin lehegdish, so memele, his magdish is tefillin also.